Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
How are you going? My name's Nick. I've got a 99 WRX.
Yep.
Two questions. So it's pretty standard. It's got exhaust.
Yeah.
I've only had it for a couple of months.
Uh-huh.
So it's running 14 pounds, okay? And there's no. I'm unsure if it's got a boost leak,
mm-hmm.
or it's been tuned previously to 14 pounds. Because anyway, so I've got a. I just bought an aftermarket wastegate,
mm-hmm.
Turbo Smart one.
Mm-hmm.
Should I want to bring it to you guys. I wanted to know about your tuning prices and how I should go about this. Should I not put it on until I've got a boost controller?
So let's start again, Nick. Does your car have an aftermarket computer in it?
Yeah.
It does?
No, it doesn't. No.
No, okay. So to tune these cars successfully,
yep.
You need to have a aftermarket ECU in there. The factory
yep.
ECUs, essentially, I'm going to say not that they're not tunable, but the software that's available for them is flaky,
yep.
And you're very limited because you're using very old technology based on what's inside the ECU.
Okay.
Everything GC8 related these days, we move to a plug-and-play link ECU.
Yep.
It's in the factory ECU case. There's no extra crap hanging out, no pigtails, just one USB cable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you can live-tune the car, and you're using current technology software. So better knock control, better fueling. It doesn't look at the airflow meter anymore, which is a notorious thing for killing engines on those models.
Yep.
So it's just a better all-round ECU to be able to tune the car more reliably
okay.
and smoother. So that's, first of all, the fundamentals you'll need to get going. Then you can put your actuator on, and we would recommend using just a boost controller, the factory boost control solenoid, not an aftermarket one, because the ECU is actually more than capable of being tuned properly,
okay.
And then the ECU can do countermeasures to help reduce the boost when the car's not happy.
So what sort of dollar figure are we talking for the ECU?
The ECUs are about $2,000.
Okay, yep.
They're plug and play, so we only charge around about an hour to put them in.
Yep.
Ideally, you would put an air temp sensor in the intercooler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it runs as a speed density setup, so basically it needs to know what temperature the air is properly.
So if I was, because running the standard cooler, if I was to put a process west, does that come with that?
No, we'll drill and tap it anyway.
Okay.
So it just goes into the cooler, two wires run through the firewall to the sensor, and then we have the minimums that we need to be able to tune the car properly.
Yep.
And then you can put your actuator on if you want, but we would have that on the car when we're ready to tune it, and we
yep.
would use a three-port boost solenoid, not
okay.
an aftermarket standalone controller.
Okay, so there's no point buying a turbo e-boost.
The issue with that is it doesn't talk to the computer.
Yep.
Right, and not that they're not great at controlling boost, but if for whatever reason something is going haywire,
mm-hmm.
the ECU can then take over boost control and say, hey, you know, I'm not happy, I'm reducing the boost. Whereas if you've got the e-boost on there, it doesn't know that that's happening. So it just basically says, all right, stay where you are.
Yeah.
And then obviously you can't help control the engine.
Yeah. So, because it goes all right, but I just want it to be reliable. So I don't want to go crazy on it, but I wasn't, before I spoke to you, I wasn't thinking ECU, but now obviously,
you said two things there. You want to be able to tune the car so it runs properly and reliably.
Yeah.
And that's your absolute fundamentals.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, running around in the factory ECU is not a bad thing, but if you're starting to play with boost and you're trying to muck around with actuators, you're manipulating something mechanically that the ECU electronically doesn't know.
Yeah.
It needs settings changed in there to be able to cater for what's on the outside of the car. Even as the cars get older and older, the ECU is only able to cater for so much wear and tear in its parameters.
Okay.
And that's where aftermarket stuff comes into its own.
So apart from me buying the, right now I've just bought the Turbo Smart wastegate,
mm-hmm.
what else should I buy before I bring the car to you? Or do I leave the standard top mount? Do I leave, it's running the factory airbox, do I change that? What would you recommend?
So it comes down to what you want out of the car, how much you want to spend. So
yep.
Has the car got a full 3-inch exhaust on it yet?
Yes, it does, yes.
Yeah, so it's got a downpipe and everything from the turbo.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So that would be our minimum. We would say if you want to spend as little as possible, a 3-inch
yep.
exhaust, an ECU, and then a tune would be your minimums. If the fuel pump's ancient and you have no idea how old it is, a fuel pump, I would say, as a good countermeasure to make sure we're supplying the appropriate amount of fuel.
Yeah, because I've got no idea if it's got a fuel pump or not. I've got no idea.
Yeah. I mean, they're not expensive. Yeah. Yes, it does add to the price, but and they're not hard to put in that model. So yeah. I would suggest a fuel pump just as good precautionary measures so that you're not tuning a car on an old pump. And in 3 months' time, if the pump shits itself, you really should really get a tune check done again. So this way you're doing it on a fresh pump.
So am I looking at $2,000 or is that $2,000 plus?
No, mate. No, absolutely not. That's just the ECU. So
what's tuning?
All our quoting is done by emails, but I'll give you some rough prices, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at $2,000 plus $150 for the air temp sensor plus $150 for install. Okay, so that's $2,300 plus $990 for the tune.
So $990,
okay.
Yeah.
Yep, and then $180 for the pre-dyno inspection, which is mm-hmm. a mechanical check on the car to make sure it's safe for us to run on the dyno to meet our insurance requirements, and as well as making sure you get value for money and that we're not about to put something on the dyno that's about to shit itself.
Yeah, okay.
So it's about $3,500.
$3,500.
Okay. There may be some variables there, things like boost control solenoids, they're about $150.
Yeah.
A fuel pump, you're looking at about $250 plus a bit of labor to fit it. So there's a couple of variables that you may need. But, mm-hmm. you know, you're starting at about $3,500.
Okay. So, okay, well, yeah, that's good to know. So, and then would we have a boost controller under the bonnet somewhere, like a TP somewhere?
It's just exactly where the factory one sits.
On the side.
Yeah, so if you have a look on the strut tower, you'll see a factory two-port boost solenoid. We normally replace it for a three-port boost solenoid. It sits in the same spot.
And then, okay. So what sort of how much more kilowatts are we talking by just doing these couple of things?
So because your car's already modified, it's near impossible to give you an actual number, but running a factory ECU won't be running great, I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
But if we were to run your car in a complete factory format, standard exhaust, standard everything, in a brand new condition on the dyno, they only ever made 115 to 120 kilowatt the wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Standard, right? Yeah. Your car tuned with the factory turbo, probably around about 150 kilowatts.
Okay. Yeah.
So a considerable jump.
Because I notice, like after, you know, 4,000 RPM, that it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the wastegate or the standard airbox. It's not as good as it is down low. Is that just how they all are? This is my first.
No. This is that's a bit of a broad question to ask, and the reason is your car's not running properly at the moment.
Yeah.
You've got a 3-inch exhaust with a factory ECU with potentially some sort of actuator issue or boost control issue.
Yeah.
Your car's just not running right. That's the problem.
Yeah,
it might be running close and it's getting by and it seems all promising because it's still running and it feels like it just needs a tweak. But in actual fact, it's not running anywhere near where it should be running.
Okay. All right. What? How much notice do you guys need? Because I'm a painter, so I'm about to paint the car. So that would be about a month. How much notice do you need before? So say I wanted to book the car in. Mm-hmm. I called you today. And I'm happy to book it in. How much notice do you need?
Yeah, if it's the small things like we spoke about, that's not crazy work for us. About 2 weeks is plenty.
As in about 2 weeks notice?
2 weeks notice, correct. Okay. So we make a booking for about 2 weeks in advance. All the parts are here. We're a dealer of everything that we've already mentioned, so there's no need to muck around. We don't have to order anything in. We just need you to pick a day, and generally we'll keep the car overnight.
Okay. And should I put a Process West air intake on it, or am I wasting my money?
Air intake-wise, at the power you're at, unless you're looking for noise and intake induction noises, no, there's not really a huge gain. The GCA airbox is pretty decent anyway. And for where you're going with standard turbo and power, it's not really warranted. It's purely for aesthetics and noise. I would be doing an intercooler, but an intercooler is a good thing if you can squeeze that into the budget.
Process West top mount?
Intercooler upgrade. Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
What happens is in the warmer weather, it makes the car more consistent. We were earlier talking about reliability.
Yeah.
That's one aspect that's actually beneficial.
So, okay. All right. Well, that's something I'm definitely looking at. So, you know how I said it's running 14 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
They don't run 14 pound factory, do they?
Very close to.
Oh, they do. So they
yep.
do. Okay. Yep. Yeah, because there's only a blow-off valve on it, 3-inch,
mm-hmm.
and that's all that's got on it. But it goes all right. But I haven't owned. I've driven other ones, but I haven't owned other ones to know if this is
Be able to have a reference point. Yeah.
Yeah.
From what you're telling me, I've worked on about a couple thousand of these. So
yeah, I know.
I can tell you exactly where you're at, what it feels like, and that's if it's running good. And where it actually should feel like.
Okay.
So there's a bit to it.
What was your name?
Alec.
Alec?
Yep.
Okay. All right, I'll jot that down in my notes. And after I painted the car, which should be about a month, so that will still be in November. My name's Nick. I'll reach out again, and by then I might even have a process wear from top mount on it, and then I'll bring it in.
Easy, man. You can always let us know. We do stock the stuff. If we don't have the top mount, which we normally do, we can get them in for you too, again. So,
all right.
Just in case you order the wrong one.
All right, easy. All right.
Okay, mate.
And just leave the actuator off and leave the...
Don't muck around with the car at the moment. If it drives, just leave it. You're not going to get any gains by putting an actuator on it. If anything, you'll make it worse.
Yeah, okay. All right. All right, sounds good. I'll be in touch.
Okay, mate. No worries.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.